If U.S. armed forces go to war against Iraq, they can count on Hot Meals, the companies that make prepackaged meals for the military, known as MREs, for Meals Ready to Eat, have been operating at nearly full capacity for the last few months. NPR's Jack Speer visited one company in Indiana.
Military cuisine these days is better than ever, but if you're looking for home cooking, you won't find it in an MRE. For one thing, the meals are made in bulk, whipped up in huge vats. Tim Brower is the chief operating officer of Ameriqual Foods, located just outside Evansville, Indiana, one of three U.S. companies that make MREs for the military.
In this big kettle, we're making about a 2,000-pound batch of one of the dessert items that's in the ration. It's a spiced apple product, cinnamon apple product. Very good product. You can take a look.
And the MREs need to be not only palatable, they also have to survive lots of abuse. Able to withstand being dropped from an airplane or stored in 80-degree heat for up to 3 years without refrigeration. Sealed in heavy brown plastic, each MRE weighs a little over a pound and comes with its own flameless heating device that raises the temperature of the food by 100 degrees in just over 10 minutes. At Ameriqual, workers have been making MREs at a blistering pace for the past several months now. The company, which has doubled its workforce, expects to produce 4 million MREs a month through the spring. Jim O'Risky, a production supervisor, says at times it's been difficult, but he says workers are getting the job done.
In the beginning of this, there were several people that worked 30, 32 straight days. We've added rotational schedules that allow them to take those days off now, but they're willing to do what it takes to get the job done because they are proud of what they get done here.
Tim Porter, another supervisor at the plant, has experience both in making MREs and in eating them. In addition to his day job, Porter is also a major in the Army Reserves who served in Operation Desert Storm. He says he could be called up again and knows firsthand how important food can be to those in the field.
I look at it from a different perspective. You know, I've been on that end. I've had to eat the MREs for 4 months at a time. You don't want to get a bad MRE.
Inside the plant, workers bustle about wearing white smocks and hair nets. Careful not to contaminate any of the food items. A machine sprays labels on finished meal cartons. Ameriqual has three production lines running 20 hours a day, 7 days a week, devoted entirely to making food for the U.S. military. Bonnie Farrar has worked for the company for about 4 years. She says employees here don't mind the extra work, saying she believes what they are doing is important.
They have to eat just like we do, you know, and you know, we have good products here. They have good meals for the military, and we enjoy doing it.
Making tasty meals for the troops is also a top priority for a group that helps create new MREs for the military. Jerry Darsh heads up the Department of Defense's Combat Feeding Program in Natick, Massachusetts. He says until recently, taste was not high on the list when it came to military rations. He points to the unnamed mystery meats and other items contained in old C and K rations. But while troops had a reason to gripe then, he says, they've got it a lot better now.
To compare today's combat ration to that of as little as 10 or 12 years ago, and all the way back to the Civil War, it would be like comparing ground beef to a prime rib.
Prime rib isn't on the menu yet, but there are now 24 different MRE entrees, including a mesquite chicken, vegetables in Alfredo-style sauce, and seafood jambalaya. Many meals also contain a packaged fruit or dessert, a snack, and a beverage mix. Military planners have already chosen new menu items for the next generation of MREs due out in 2005, including chicken fajitas, penne with vegetables, even a salmon fillet all in a pouch. Jack Speer, NPR News, Evansville, Indiana.
A breakfast treat for you this morning. There is a photograph of a 2,000-pound vat of spiced apples, plus a complete MRE menu at npr.org.